You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're talking about the importance of New Year's resolutions, making a fresh start and how it can benefit your life. And as much as change is beneficial, I feel it's also about how to approach those New Year's resolutions with a positive and realistic mindset and applying yourself to those changes in a really smart way. So as well as reflecting on the opportunity that choosing a change can bring, I'll also be making some suggestions on the show this week about how to make the most of those opportunities with some thoughts on how successful change happens most easily. If this is something that interests you, then you are very welcome. I'm delighted to have you here with me on the Future Self Energetics Show for UK Health Radio this week. The opportunity for renewal is always available to each one of us. It's about embracing the present moment and letting go of the past, allowing ourselves to create the life we want and the life we feel we deserve. I'm Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. And let's begin the show this week by accepting one important thing first. It's important to remember that a fresh start can happen at any time. It doesn't have to be limited to the start of a new year. Every day is your opportunity to let go of the past and start anew if that's what you would like to do. Now, that being said, the start of a new year can be a great time to set intentions and make positive changes in our lives. It's a chance to reflect on the past year and consider what fresh starts we want to bring into the future, isn't it? Let's talk about spirituality first then, and the concept of a fresh start. Many spiritual traditions believe in the idea of renewal and starting anew. In fact, the Celtic Wheel of the Year, which marks the passage of time and the changing of the seasons, is all about renewal and starting afresh. As the wheel of the year turns and the seasons change, we're each given the opportunity to let go of the old and embrace the new. And this can be a powerful time for reflection, forgiveness, and setting intentions for the future. But it's not just the changing of the seasons that offers up the opportunity for a fresh start, is it? Every moment, every day is an opportunity to let go of the past and start anew. It's about recognizing that every moment is a chance to start over and create the life we want. It's a mindset. I'm a master energist, and I believe your entire energy field is a reflection of your inner state of being. It can be affected by your thoughts, your emotions, and actions. And when you start fresh and let go of the past, you're able to release any negative energy or beliefs that may be holding you back energetically as well. And this can have a really positive impact on your energy field. It'll help you to feel more balanced and at peace generally. The new year is often a time for resolutions. Have you made any yet? I've made a few. And while the idea of making resolutions at the start of the new year is a popular tradition, it's important to remember that a fresh start can happen at any time. So don't wait until the end of any cycle to commit to a positive change in the direction that you're going, if that's what you feel you need to do. Because it means that you'll be able to give your energy field an opportunity to change at any time as well. The importance of a fresh start then lies in its ability to offer you the opportunity for renewal and for positive change. And whether it's through the changing of the seasons or recognising every moment as a chance to start over or just setting intentions for the future, that fresh start can help you release negative energy that you become stuck in. And when you release yourself from that sticky stuckness, you can then step forward with an intention to create the life you want, or at least the life you would prefer. Let's take a moment to listen to some music, and whilst you sing along, I'd love you to remember that every day, every moment of today is an opportunity to start afresh and create the life you want. All you need is the commitment to taking that first step.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me, yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show for UK Health Radio. I'm Amanda Nelson. On my show this week, we're talking about the importance of New Year's resolutions, making that fresh start that you've always promised yourself, and how it can then benefit your life. And as much as change is beneficial, I do also feel it's about how you approach those changes, approaching it with a positive and realistic mindset and applying yourself to those changes in a really smart way. So as well as reflecting on the opportunity that choosing a change can bring, I'm also making some suggestions on how to make the most of those opportunities, how, with some thought, you can make your resolutions and your commitment to change successful, and how to do it easefully. Let's dive deeper into the connection then between spirituality and the concept of a fresh start. One of the core principles of many spiritual traditions is the idea of renewal and starting anew. This can take many different forms, from the concept of reincarnation in Hinduism and Buddhism, for example, to the idea of forgiveness and redemption in Christianity. There are so many different spiritual traditions, but a constant theme is the idea of renewal and starting afresh. But regardless of any specific tradition, the underlying message is always, from my point of view, the same, that we're constantly being given the opportunity to let go of the past and start fresh. The only way to enable space for the potential of something new has to be to accept that to activate that alchemy, we need to first, release and let go of something first. Think of a glass with liquid in it, liquid that's right up to the rim. If you would like to be able to add something fresh and new to that glass, you have to be prepared to empty some of the liquid out first to make the space. And it's a common theme in many spiritual traditions and belief systems that if we're bold enough to let go of attachments and habits or ways of thinking that no longer serve us or suit us, we can, just like the liquid in the glass, make room for growth and transformation. The magic, as I put it, then can and will happen. And just as we might declutter our physical space in order to create a much more welcoming and functional environment, we can also declutter our inner selves by letting go of old patterns, beliefs and behaviours that really no longer make sense for our lives, for the best version of ourselves. And we declutter our energy field too by focusing on changing the vibration that we allow our energy field to resonate at, or indeed to be exposed or immersed in. This can be challenging, I understand that, but it can also be incredibly freeing and empowering. Whether it's in your physical space, your inner space, or your energetic landscape, it's really worth stepping into the potential of the new beginnings that are there. If you can create new thoughts and behaviours in your physical, your mental, your inner, your energetic spaces, you're going to really bring some transformation in. It's cumulative in a way. Now, in some spiritual traditions, the idea of letting go is seen as a way to connect with the present moment and to be more present and mindful. In Buddhism, for example, the concept of non-attachment, I don't know if you've ever heard of that. This is seen as a key to finding peace and happiness. By letting go of attachment to material possessions, to our own ego and how we feel about ourselves or how we ought to be rather than how we are, or even to certain outcomes, for example, we can learn to be more present and open to the potential of the present moment. So overall, the idea of releasing the old in order to make space for the potential of something new can be a really valuable ideal, and it can help us to let go of the past and to be more open to new experiences and opportunities. It can be a powerful way to find growth and transformation in every moment of our life. One way to think about the cycle of death and renewal is a kind of metaphor for the passing of seasons, just as winters brings the death of plants and the natural world here in the Northern Hemisphere. It also brings the promise of spring and new life and beginnings that's just around the corner from the beginning of February. And this cycle can be seen as a reminder that everything in life is temporary and that change is inevitable. Embrace the change and always step forward boldly. The idea of a cycle of death and renewal is present in many spiritual traditions and belief systems. It can be seen as a way of understanding the natural cycles and patterns of life, and it can offer a sense of hope and renewal, even in the face of loss or adversity. In some spiritual traditions, the cycle of death and renewal is also seen as a way to understand the journey of the soul. In Hinduism, for example, the cycle of reincarnation is seen as a way for the soul to progress through various stages of development and enlightenment. Similarly, in ancient Egypt, in the Egyptian religion, the god Osiris was seen as a symbol of death and rebirth, representing the cycle of life and the journey of the soul after death. Overall, the concept of the cycle of death and renewal can be powerful, and it can be meaningful as well, a way of understanding the world and our place in it. It can offer a sense of hope and renewal in the face of loss, and can help us find meaning in the cycles and the patterns of life. This idea is beautifully reflected in the Celtic Wheel of the Year, which marks the passage of time and the changing of seasons. The wheel's divided up, in case you don't know, into 8 distinct phases, and each represents a different aspect of the natural world and a unique opportunity for your renewal within it. For example, Samhain, which occurs at the end of October, we actually know it as Halloween, the 31st of October, the period around then. That's all about letting go of the old and preparing for the new, although many of us are not celebrating that at that period of the year anymore. It's a time for reflection and forgiveness, as well as for setting intentions for the future. And then Yule, another of the markers on that wheel of the year, Yule, or the winter solstice, late December, around about 21st of December, that's also an opportunity for the promise of renewal as well. Each phase of the wheel of the year brings that opportunity of rebirth. So as the wheel turns and the seasons change, we're reminded that every moment is an opportunity to start over, and we can let go of the past, embrace the present, allow ourselves to be open to new experiences and opportunities. It's really, as far as I'm concerned, the concept of renewal, the chance to start anew, it can be incredibly powerful and transformative, and it allows us to release any negative energy or beliefs that might be holding us back. I find this a lot in my sessions. When you release negative energy from the energy field, when you're even open to the majesty of change, when you allow yourself to focus on what truly brings you joy, and ultimate fulfillment. Magic and all sorts of alchemy takes place. But, you know, renewal and starting anew, and I say this to my clients, it's not just about making big changes or starting completely from scratch. Sometimes a fresh start can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths and focusing on that present moment, just allowing yourself to go into that moment. That can be the big change, even though it's a tiny one. And it can be about letting go of an old habit or pattern that no longer serves you. Something as simple as, I don't know, rinsing out a glass as soon as you're using it, rather than letting them pile up on the other side of the sink and having to do them all at once. Making small positive changes in your daily lives is simply about making one right choice after another. So whether it's through a spiritual tradition or simply recognizing the power of a fresh start in our own lives in a moment, the opportunity for renewal is always available to each one of us. It's about embracing the present moment and letting go of the past, allowing ourselves to create the life we want and deserve, piece by piece. So let's dive a bit deeper into the relationship between our energy field and the concept of a fresh start. Your energy field is a vibrational field, and it surrounds your physical body. And the entirety of your energy field is a reflection of your inner state, and the quality of your energy field can be affected by your thoughts, your emotions, your experiences and your actions. It can also be a reflection of the thoughts, emotions, experiences and actions of those around you too. The environment makes a big difference. When you start afresh and you let go of the past, you're actually able to release any negative energy or beliefs that might be holding you back. This can have a positive impact on your energy field, helping you to feel more balanced and at peace. Think of it like this. If your energy field is a garden, then your thoughts, emotions, actions, well, they're like the seeds that you plant. And if you plant seeds of negativity, such as anger, fear, judgment, guilt, shame, if you plant those seeds in your energy field, then your energy field is going to reflect those negative aspects of itself. But if you plant seeds of positivity, such as love, courage, hope, joy, gratitude, grace, then your energy field will reflect that positivity too. And let's remember, like attracts like in the energy field. So those seeds that are most predominant in your energy field are what will come back to you. So if love is what you plant most of, even if it feels awkward at first in order to plant only seeds of love, then your energy field will change and it will start to attract things in your life that bring more of the love to it. So when you start afresh and you let go of the past, you're essentially pruning away any negative energy or beliefs that might be holding you back. And this allows you to focus on planting seeds of positivity even more in your energy field, helping you to feel that balance, feel that peace. I would say that a fresh start can also be about embracing new opportunities and experiences, opening yourselves up to saying yes to different things and no to different things as well. It's about bringing in boundaries too. When you open yourself up to new possibilities and you create new boundaries, you're able to cultivate a much more vibrant and expansive energy field. So whether it's through the changing of the seasons, setting intentions for the future, or simply focusing on the present moment, the power of a fresh start lies in its ability to help every one of us release negative energy from our energy field and embrace positivity and growth. I hope this helps to shed some light on the relationship between your energy field and the concept of a fresh start. Remember, every moment is an opportunity to start afresh and to cultivate a more balanced and peaceful energy throughout your magnetic energy field. Remember, you have magnetic energy. What you predominantly grow in your energy field is what you're going to attract more of to you.
Our life together is so precious.
Let's dive.
Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone. It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly.
That makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer. Part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Let's dive deeper into the topic of New Year's resolutions and how to approach those New Year's resolutions with a positive and realistic mindset. It's important to remember that a fresh start can happen at any time. It doesn't have to be limited to the start of any new year. Every day is your opportunity to let go of the past and start afresh. Now, that being said, the start of a new year can be a great time to focus and to set intentions and make positive changes in your life. It's a chance, of course, to reflect on the past year and consider what you want to bring into the future. Something I do, an exercise I always do, is as I tidy up after the Christmas festivities, and as I approach the potential of New Year's Eve, I write a list. It's a list of all the things that I have really loved doing this year. And I also write a list of all the things that I would have loved to have done this year had I had the opportunity to. And the two lists put together start the framework of the year ahead of me. I like to focus in what truly brought me joy and what truly brought me fulfillment. I never focus on the things that I didn't enjoy. I only focus on the things that I did. And I can use the things that I didn't enjoy so much to give me a springboard to introduce much more happiness into my life. But one of the things I do, if I feel I have done something wrong or I made some wrong choices, is I immediately let them go. Because that sort of tethers me to a kind of regret that I don't want to be tethered to. Regret is very much in the past, and when you're tethered to regrets, you take those regrets with you into the future. And so I leave those regrets where they ought to be, and I thank them for coming, and I thank them for what they showed me. But actually, regret for me has no place in stepping forward boldly into a New Year's resolution. Another thing I will do is, rather than choosing to lose, I don't know, a certain amount of weight, you know, setting myself a goal, you know, or to be able to run 5K, consider instead that what truly makes you feel good in your body is more important. Maybe it's about finding ways to move your body all the time that feel fun and enjoyable. Maybe you could dance as you do the washing up, for example, or make small healthy choices in your daily diet, rather than putting yourself under unnecessary pressure. You know, saying to yourself, well, okay, every breakfast I'm going to make a small change rather than a big one. It's much more easeful that way. I know some people like to go in headlong and make sure that they make all of their changes at once. I personally find, though, that making small incremental steps, just small choices, new choices, small right choices in every opportunity that they arise, is the way to do it. I don't want you to find that you put yourself under so much unnecessary pressure with this that it leads to failure, because it's simply too much of a stretch. It's too hard to do. Something I'm doing this new year that I'd love to share with you is that I've decided for the months of January and for February, I'm going to set myself a challenge that I'm going to reduce my food wastage. So that means that I'll try and find a use for every aspect of the food that I eat. So what do I mean? Well, a very simple example of this is, next time I steam some broccoli in a saucepan, I'll make sure that, as well as eating the broccoli in my meal, I save the liquid at the bottom of the pan, and I use it as the basis of a soup, or perhaps I'll add it to a sauce or put it into my smoothie. That way there's no wastage. So for January and February, one of my resolutions is at every opportunity, I'll try not to waste things. I'll try not to immediately see something as no longer useful in my life. What do you think? It's very easy in the moment to be able to make that choice, isn't it? And yet, by the end of 2 months of doing that, I'm absolutely convinced that I will never go back to some of the habits that perhaps I have. You know, I don't know whether or not I have the habit of throwing away a lot of food. But what I do know is that for January and February this year, I would just like to see whether or not I can kind of repurpose, salvage and make use of many of the things that perhaps originally I don't feel have a great deal of value to me. Another way to approach New Year's resolutions with a positive mindset is to focus on progress rather than perfection. It's important to be kind to yourself and remember that change doesn't happen overnight. So rather than beating yourself up if you don't meet your goal, try to focus on the progress you're making and to celebrate small wins along the way. Every time I make something from that broccoli juice, I will be celebrating. So here are some other tips for creating a positive mindset when setting New Year's or any kinds of resolution for change. So first, practice mindfulness. One of the most effective ways to let go of your emotions and embrace a fresh start is through mindfulness, by focusing on that present moment and going into your breath. We can let go of any negative thoughts or emotions that might be holding us back when we actually just go into that present moment and we focus on our breathing. Just take a few in-breaths and let them go again. Another way is to find your inner strength. This isn't about being bullish. It's just remembering that, you know what, in that moment, you may actually be stronger than you think. You don't need tons of willpower if you're making a choice. And remember, you are actually making a choice. Choose your inner strength or choose your inner weakness. Which is it going to be? So whether it's through meditation or prayer or taking a breath or just stopping to say, in this moment, am I choosing to align myself to what it is I want or am I choosing to step away from it? However you do it, it's important to tap into your inner strength when you're starting fresh. I think it's really important to always set yourself achievable goals. Now, I'm not saying don't push yourself. What I'm saying is that some goals are better broken down into smaller incremental steps. If you set goals that are realistic and achievable, then you're going to be able to stay motivated and avoid feeling that overwhelm or discouragement or the impossibility of what you've set yourself. What I've done is I've set myself a goal over a 2 month period to do as much as I can. I haven't set myself a goal to save and repurpose, let's say 100 kilos of food waste. What I've done is I've said, what I'm going to do is each time there is a potential to make a change, then that's what I'm going to do. And as much as I can with my creativity and my know-how, I'm going to set myself a goal to do something with that food waste so that it no longer ends up going down the sink or in the bin. So I'm being specific